Hello and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm Nolan Giles. We're off to Italy today to hear the story behind fashion label Camo. Based in the northern Italian town of Biella, home to textile mills long famous for their production of quality wool and other finely made fabrics, Camo is the brainchild of Stefano Ughetti. A one-time collaborator of celebrated photographer and art director Oliviero Toscani, Ughetti started out life working with fabrics for interior design, but opted to switch career paths. He now designs a range of contemporary casual wear that relies on subtle details and silhouettes to stand out from the crowd. Monocle's Milan correspondent Ivan Cavaglio recently caught up with Ughetti to learn about his design philosophy and his latest move into physical retail.
The hum of industrial looms turning fibers into cloth is an all too familiar sound in Biella. Set in the foothills of the Alps in Italy's Piemonte region, Biella is also home to Stefano Ughetti, a designer with 2+ decades of textile experience under his belt.
My background is not a classic background. I mean, I didn't study for fashion, but I have 2 important experiences on my career. So I started out first with 42 fabrics, and this was very important to me because it was my first connection to the factory that they produce fabrics. One point was that I was start working with those factory for my experience in 42 fabrics, but in the meantime, in the same factory, they produce the best fabrics, as we know, in wool here in Biella. So it was my first connection. But I didn't know at that time that will be my future. So I just was curious and just tried to learn as much more I can. After that, I had my experience more in marketing and sales for an interior design company called Viceversa, was in Florence. At that time, my creative director was Oliviero Toscani. From my experience with Oliviero Toscani in Florence, I remember one sentence that he used to say, each person can build his own story. So for me, approach the clothing was something totally new, but on my background, I was sure about the material because I was learning how to make the fabrics, and I was born in the best city for that it's Biella.
For centuries, the limestone-free water from Biella's mountains have been used by local mills to wash and dye yarn, to deliver soft and supple wools and other fabrics coveted by Savile Row tailors and big-name fashion labels like Chanel. In 2007, Ughetti joined their ranks when he started his own clothing brand, Camo.
With Camo, my idea absolutely was not to be a fashion designer because my purpose since the beginning was to communicate something. So that's why my claim was I don't want just to dress people but to put them in touch with what they wear. And when I say in touch, I mean about not only the quality of the fabrics but exactly also the touch, I mean feeling the clothing. And one of my favorite company is Subalpino. I know them since long time, and they are very nice, and they are famous not only for wool but even for cotton. And for example, I used a lot of boucle for the oversized coat, or for example the pinstripe. But in the same factory I found also a very amazing seersucker for spring summer.
With a host of quality textile mills at his doorstep, Ughetti began to develop his own style, always shunning fads and keenly observing the way people dressed in places like airports.
If you think about it, when you travel, you bring clothing that it makes you more comfortable, safe, and in the same time, they communicate more your personality. For me, the goal is to create some clothing that can be functional and long-lasting and have a great design that can survive and in the next 30 years be a in a vintage market that they can look at and say, wow, this is still so cool today. And that's happened not with clothing that are created just for fashion, but that's happened to the clothing that you create when you put in a way to modernity.
A regular at fashion fairs in Florence and New York, and with dozens of independent retailers across Europe, Japan, and North America stocking his wares, Ugetti is now eager to push ahead with a new physical store format he's tested in Biella.
We don't keep a lot of stock there. It's a kind of hybrid solution, but it's a completely different than just an online order, because you can go there and try on and discover which is your size and feeling the sensation of the fabrics and the garments, and then you can decide to order and take it there the next day or directly at home. So you can have all the advantages of the physical store, but in a modern way to buy it.
Combining quality, technical, and eco fabrics, sourced and made locally by artisans around Biella, with its no-nonsense contemporary style, has enabled Ugetti to navigate today's topsy-turvy fashion scene and remain relatively unscathed as brands retrench. For Monocle, in Biella, I'm Ivan Carvalho.
My thanks to Ivan Carvalho there. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length program airing on Tuesdays, 8 p.m. London time. Today's episode was produced by Maylie Evans and edited by Zoe Kilbourne. I'm Nolan Giles. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.